2 months ago, Anthropic developed the Claude Mythos model and then refused to release it to the public because the model was considered too good at finding code vulnerabilities and writing exploits for these. Anthropic released a sanitized version of Mythos earlier this month called Fable. The U.S. government has since told Anthropic that the Fable model was a threat to national security and placed export controls on it. Anthropic then revoked access to the model. There is the worry that many key Chinese models are open source, and bans on U.S. model exports play into Chinese interests. One Chinese and one Japanese firm have since announced the development of AI models that they claim are close to Claude Mythos in performance. Many cybersecurity researchers also believe that U.S. interests are best served by making the Anthropic models available since they will help companies shore up defenses against cyber attacks. Meanwhile, a body made up of intelligence agencies from Australia, the US, the UK, New Zealand and Canada made a statement warning of the potential cyber damage that emerging language models can cause. The statement writes, "Frontier AI models are anticipated to exceed current industry expectations, fundamentally transforming both offensive and defensive cyber capabilities. The timeline is not years, it is months." Data centers are continuing to occupy the news. Reuters reports that hyperscaler companies like Amazon and Alphabet have issued $600 billion in bonds over the past 12 months. The surge in bonds highlights the huge costs around data center development. BNP Paribas expects the hyperscaler companies to spend $725 billion on data centers this year. This is double the spending level seen in mid-2025. Elsewhere, Micron, the company which supplies memory cards for PCs and games consoles, has seen its revenue quadrupled year-over-year to $41.45 billion. This rise is due to a current shortage of memory, DRAM, NAND, and high-bandwidth memory, required by data centers. The data center demand is also placing a strain on the supply chain of PC manufacturers like Dell and HP. This has all led to an increase in the price of PCs, Apple devices, and game consoles. The fall in supply of memory has been termed Armageddon and is expected to last into 2027 at least. On social issues, the well-known environmental activist, Aaron Brockovich, has taken up the cause of residents worried of the impacts of new data centers in their communities. She has received thousands of emails from residents in communities where data centers are being built. Their complaints include the noise and pollution levels, the damage to animals and the environment, and the impact on utility bill costs. Water is a particular concern. A large data center requires 23 million liters of water each day for cooling. This is the equivalent to what 50,000 people drink. Brockovich expressed surprise at the apparent secrecy around construction. Many of the residents only learned about the data centers after the project had been signed on and zoning laws have been changed to facilitate construction. The Guardian writes, "It feels like a step into post-democracy, which is a tech bro fantasy, a world in which laws and regulations have been obviated. The big tech companies seem to have blueprint their fantasy and started building it." The Guardian also looks at efforts to implement a social media ban for children in the style of that enacted in Australia for children under 16 years of age. With many court cases appearing against the platforms, the current situation has been described as big tech's big tobacco moment as more evidence appears about the harms and addictive effects of social media on children. The effectiveness of these bans is debated. Amnesty International described bans as an ineffective quick fix that is out of step with the realities of a digital generation. For the organization, the most effective way to protect children and young people online is by protecting all social media users through better regulation, stronger data protection laws, and better platform design. On software development issues, an InfoWorld article looks at an apparent contradiction in AI-based software development. AI is creating a new form of vendor lock-in, yet the history of software development is one of openness and non-proprietary systems. There is currently a heavy dependence on proprietary AI systems from Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, Cursor, and Microsoft. At the same time, there are many open-source initiatives with a large number of models available on Hugging Face. Open standards mitigates the risk of dependencies on proprietary systems. A recent example of such a risk is when Anthropic blocked access to models for some users of OpenClaw and OpenCode over what were seen as vague policy violations. A VentureBeat article suggests that software developers need to cultivate more project management capabilities as AI is increasingly used to write their code. The software development bottleneck has moved from writing code to the decisions about what to build. The article charts the evolution of software development from the Stack Overflow era, where engineers' issues lived on a single web portal, to the current routines era, which relies on agent technologies where agents are given tasks and told to work on these.